You're listening to the Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Everybody, moms and dads, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to the Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, but you can just call me Lou Dini, a.k.a. Lou Dini here. And we are live with the Lou Dini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Sitting next to me tonight in the co-pilot's chair is the lovely and talented Miss Lily V6.
Hey guys, what's up?
Lily is ready to rock. We're ready to get it on tonight. It's going to be a good show. And all the way from New Orleans with his new pork pie hat and very cool looking spectacles, Mr. Keith the Hawk Hawkins. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm feeling pretty good and just, you know, trying to feel a little classy today. I'm just trying to change my image, trying to be just a kinder, gentler version of myself. That's all.
Well, you don't have to. Don't be too kind or too gentle. The gloves are going to come off a bit. But like I said, we want a good, clean fight, you know. No, you know, we're all friends. We're all going to have a good time. Keith's ready. Is that a tie?
What yeah, no, here. Look,
what's the shirt?
I want to read something about that, actually. Jason goes, I like... Jason Pinky goes, I like my baby Jesus in a tuxedo t-shirt because it says I'm formal, but I'm also here to party.
Wow.
That's from a movie.
What are you drinking, Hawkster?
Today I'm drinking, for all you people of age out there, I'm drinking what they call... a bullet tea, which is bullet bourbon and iced tea, which I would call bourbon tea if you want to get technical.
Well, we're back to the bullet. We got some bullet going on, and Lily's got the bear. Drinking bear.
So we're back to normal, I guess. Yeah, I like to try right. Different.
All right, guys. But... so you're listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. Listen, guys, here's what I need you to do. A couple things before we get started here. First of all, go to LouDiniRockandRollCircus.com. Two things you got to do there. First of all, check out the podcast. You see stuff you like, share it. When you hear cool bands that I interview, whether we play on the podcast, share the podcast around because that gets some promo for the bands. That is how it's done in 2018, guys. That's called grassroots. That's called street team. That's called all that good stuff. So get out there, share the podcast around, help promote this awesome music. Everybody's crying the blues about where's the good music. Here it is. Share it around. Number one. So and if you're watching live, click the share button too as well because that cements it here on social media. It keeps Facebook from trying to delete it or anything like that once it gets shared around. So share it around. Keith is going to share it. Lily will share it. I'll be sharing it throughout the night too. So do that. Number two, there's a really awesome store there where you can get some very cool merchandise. I want you guys to click that, get in there, get yourself some t-shirts. You know, we got all kind of cool stuff in there. So hook yourself up a little something and have a lot of fun with it. And that can all be found at LouDiniRockandRollCircus.com. So we are going to be talking about, it's like a band people love to hate. You know what I mean? People
or
love
hate to
hate or hate to love. There's people, you know, and there's the devoted Kiss Army, right? Right, Lily?
Yes, there is. You know, I'm not in it, but...
What do you mean you're not in it?
Officially, I'm not. I didn't sign like
you're
a little.
You're a fan, though, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to pay them.
So you have to. So there's the
I'm
whole.
Broke.
You know, so Kiss has a whole thing going, and there's this got they've got many detractors, about a lot of people who poo-poo what they do and have done. So we're going to kind of talk about it tonight. We are going to talk about it tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a little, playful sort of, jabs thrown around here. So guys, we're going to have fun with this topic because there's a lot of people, just don't agree. They don't see it. They're not getting it. They're listening to the KISS thing. They're going like, it sounds like schlock, right? Keith's raising his hand. That's his feeling about it. So Lily loves KISS. So it's going to be a fun night. We're going to have a good talk about it. We're going to have a lot of fun. Before we get into all that, we're going to play our first band. And our first band tonight is a band called Broken Rail. I caught these guys at the Smiling Moose this week. They're on tour. Great band. Great heavy band. So check them out. Broken Rail, Ghost of Tomorrow on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circuit.
bitch. Get the hell out of here, you damn son of a bitches.
We have a winner.
Woohoo! Well, I'll be damned.
Self-esteem and motivation, people, are keys to success in life.
Truer words have never been spoken. And thank you. Broken rail, not broken reel. Broken rail. And let's see. Let's go ahead and give the... there we go. You want to go to brokenrailband.com. And I want to just give a shout out to those guys. I've been talking with Alex. We're going to get them on the podcast. We're going to do an interview with them.
Yay.
Those guys, Aboleth, Over My Dead Body, and Raven Black did a killer show last Thursday at the Smiling Moose in Pittsburgh. I was blown away by everybody's professionalism. Just the way it all went down is really, really good. Everybody played absolutely appropriate for the show. Everybody put on a great show. Great players. Cool dudes. Everybody got along well. It was super fun. So let's hail to the Smiling Moose as well for putting on great rock shows like that. They are, those guys work hard at it. You know, I can't be easy, especially, you know, sometimes attendance isn't, you know, it's not exactly packed. But you got the hardcore fans there, and I tried my best to drink as much alcohol as I could.
I'm sure you tried really hard. Project.
I bought a T-shirt. I bought a very cool Aboleth T-shirt, by the way. So, anyways, guys, so you're listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Hard Rock and Metal Circus. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. And tonight's topic, and we're going to get into it right now, is Kiss, smash, or trash. So, you know, is Kiss like, you know, secretly a brilliant pop rock act, or are they just, is it overrated with the makeup and the fire breathing and the whole whatever? So who is going to jump in first? We got, I believe we have the line is drawn. Lily is on the Kiss side, like thumbs up, and Keith is on the Kiss thumbs down. F that Kiss stuff. So who wants to, do I need to draw straws? Who's going to go first?
I don't care who goes first.
Go ahead, Lil, please.
Do you want me to go first?
I can't wait to hear all this stuff.
I have all the notes here, so.
Make sure you got your 10 pages of notes that just prove. I'm going to tell you what.
Oh, I thought Lil was going first.
Later on, I'm going to tell you why the Sasquatch is real, and so is the Loch Ness Monster. If you think those guys can actually play, but go ahead.
Anyway, since Keith thinks those things are real things, okay, cool. Okay, so I have, like, a lot of reasons why I like Kiss. First of all, my very first runway show, I walked to the song Strutter, so I liked that part of it. However, I don't know, I think they brought something really different to the table. They had the makeup, and they're extremely good at marketing, and people will buy Kiss guitar strings that are invisible guitar strings. I don't know whether they're stupid or they just really love Kiss that much, but, you know... They buy those sorts of things. But I always think that their shows were legendary because they're so elaborate and dramatic. I mean, I like Kiss songs, but I also like to go to see their shows because they do, like, the fire breathing and the blood and the smoke and the guitar, you know, the whole of the rockets and the levitating drum kits. I know Tommy's... why can't I think? Oh, my God, my brain. The guy from Motley Crue, I don't know why I can't think of his name right now because I'm like...
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee, thank you.
I know they don't play for Kiss.
I wasn't finished talking.
Whoa!
I'm sorry that the middle of my sentence interrupted the beginning of yours. But
it seems like you're having a brain fart there because it's hard to keep up about something that's just completely.
I've got about
true.
A million things on my mind right now.
I'm sure you do, and I'm sure none of them are true. But go ahead.
Lily's my next door neighbor, so watch it, Buster.
Anyway, like I would take my friends who had never even listened to Kiss or heard of Kiss and they would go and just love the show itself. I don't know. They have 30 gold albums. That's pretty good. You know, like that makes them good in my book. I can always rock out to Kiss. I've been listening to it. Whose turn is it?
Good.
Whoa.
You'll get your time. Calm down. Damn.
I wasn't even speaking to you. I was talking with somebody like over here by me, talking to me. Sorry, go ahead.
Who's in there?
Some dude.
Now he's hearing voices.
Is it the guy? Are they asking for ice cream again, Keith?
No, the other day I had to take him to the fucking grocery store. But go ahead. could have got ice cream when they were
there. I think it's cool that they look like comic book characters and they all created their own personas with everything. And then, yeah, okay, so I don't necessarily agree that they used other people for the band who use the same makeup. Not necessarily cool with that, but I do like that they have their own little personas. And I'm a girl, don't forget. I like silly little things like that, okay? And like I said, well, okay, they have a million reunion tours. I don't care. I will see them every time. The shows are always sold out. I think they're fun. And they have dozens of awards that I wrote all down here. I'm not going to read them all, but they have awards from the Classic Rock and Roll Honors, Grammys, Metal Edge Reader's Choice Awards, MTV Video Music Awards, People's Choice Awards, inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2014. Like I said, they have like 30 gold albums. Nobody's asking you yet, friend. Oh my God, you're such an ass.
That's on my throat, Jesus. That's he.
Hey, don't blaspheme. I said don't do it.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, man.
Are you sure? Because you keep talking over me.
I wasn't. Go ahead.
I think they also, they kind of kept up with the times too. They tried different things. They did a disco thing. They stayed poppy. They stayed popular. They did a 4 solo albums. They decided to take off the makeup and it still worked. In fact, when they unmasked, I liked a lot of their songs when they were unmasked. Lick It Up, that's one of my favorite songs for several reasons. We won't go there. And there it is. And
hell, I'm completely out of balls. I lost.
Oh, God.
Damn one of them.
Yes, yes!
Life just keeps getting better.
Also influenced by some of my favorites, like Alice Cooper and the New York Dolls, so that helps my cause there. I don't know. I have a lot of things.
Well, let's tell you what. Let's okay. Hold because we're gonna go back and forth a little bit. Keith Hockster, Hockenheimer, what's going on, buddy? I can see you chomping at the bit to jump in here. So, Keith,
I don't want to say, I called the one time. And I was accused of interrupting, so I'm just going to let her.
No, it's your turn. Your turn. Go ahead. I am the moderator for tonight. That's all I'm doing. I'm moderating and playing some music. So go ahead.
And you are actually, I'm referring to you as you're the bald Jerry Springer at this point. Yeah. So. That's what I'm starting to think you are.
There'll be no chairs thrown during this podcast, and no nose is broken.
All right, so since I only have the two of you to actually see visually, I'm going to refer to some of the things that our lovely co-host there said when she said that it's fire breathing, it's this, it's that. It's a spectacle. It's a spectacle. That's what it is. Everybody goes, I can go to the freaking circus and see the spectacle. It's the musicianship I'm worried about. Can I go to a band? Can I go to a concert and actually have it sound good? Will they not be playing the tracks? I mean, they sold a lot of records. So did fucking Milli Vanilli. I mean, come on. I mean, seriously, this is just, it's an outrage that this band's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're awful. The songs are awful. And then they had the audacity to make 4 different solo albums. You want me to really tell you
how
that
was a great marketing ploy.
They just can't. And Gene Simmons is a brilliant businessman. I'll give him that. But he's a douchebag. Watch any interview with him. He's a jackass. I mean, the dude is just rude to everybody he talks to. The only time I've seen him live, Ted Nugent opened up for him. He's a bigger douchebag than Gene is. That's the only thing I could think of. It's just like, holy shit. The best thing that ever happened had been Eric Singer actually was getting paid a lot of money, who's actually a good drummer, and was like, you know what? I'll slum for a while and play with Kiss. Because Gene and Paul, they're just, maybe just
smart.
Business-wise, they got it together, but this band is just, I don't understand one goddamn thing they did. And you know, you want to do pyrotechnics. Yeah, the pyrotechnics are shooting over the fact that you're playing out of tune, probably. That's what's going on. You know, so that's just what it is, man.
Come on. I mean, I don't really. She had a whole list of stuff. You said, like, you only talked for, like, 2 minutes. Come on. She talked for, like, she had a whole thing. Come on. You got to do better than that. You can't be just like they suck because they suck.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's just, they didn't influence. If you're influenced by them, that's your thing. That's your funeral, whatever. I mean, it's just one of them. It's just, I don't know. It's starting to, like, choke me up a little bit. The music is just, like lick it up. And I mean, to keep the makeup on, they're not attractive guys. You know, when you put the makeup back on, you were better looking with the makeup. You know what I mean?
It's not about how good you look.
Like love gun, and like, you know, I was here for loving you. These, like, you know, attempted disco, you're saying. These are just, their songs are just awful, man. I don't know how they have sold for the albums. It just proves that the fact that most people are tone deaf.
So you're saying that many people are tone deaf? Is that the...
Oh, yeah.
That, oh, okay.
And it also proves the existence of life on other planets, because the ones that live on planet Earth, like me, know that that band is for sure. So I'm just saying, that's what I got, man.
You're just saying.
You're not saying, but you're just saying.
I don't know, Keith. I think your arguments are more like personal,
which is fine. Yeah.
Why don't you talk? Because there are legitimate things that you could bring up. I'm kind of shocked that you haven't mentioned, like the ghosting. Why don't you talk about that?
What about the fact that they had the original lineup set up to play, and then Gene and Paul said, "Oh, we're not going to want Peter, Chris, and Ace Frehley to do it again"? I mean, where's the friggin' loyalty there, man? Wouldn't it have brought you more money to have the original? Not that they need any money, but the original lineup together would have probably been nice for people to see, and they did it.
They did that. They toured as the original lineup for a while, but ultimately, Ace Frehley and Peter, Chris are just too unreliable. So they put other people, ultimately, when they they put other people in that makeup. Peter Criss has never really recovered from all the problems he had with drugs that left him really messed up. Ace never really hit it off with Gene and Paul. Like they were at each other's throats from a pretty early standpoint. so they did reunite as the original four for 2 years or something
like that.
They toured for a while, but ultimately
it didn't work out
because Ace and Peter are just too whacked out. They're not. It's like oil and water. It's not going to work with Gene and Paul. But they did do that.
I remember.
On Keith's side, now I'm kind of surprised, Keith, you're not bringing this up. All the ghosting. This is one of the issues. I don't say issue I have with Kiss, but I think that's something we need to bring up. Peter, Chris, Ace Frehley, Gene Simmons, and Paul Stanley did not play on a lot of that music that you hear on the records.
What are you trying to say?
There was a lot of ghosting going on. Anton Vig, it was one of the drummers that's on a lot of Kiss albums. Robin Ford is one of the guitar players that's on a lot of Kiss albums. These guys are uncredited. They came on and played Ace and Paul's and Gene's and Peter's parts because these guys could not cut it. Guys like Bob Ezrin were like, "We're not having it. Like we're not going to be in the studio for like 2 years because you can't play." And that is a stone cold fact about Kiss.
Well, I heard they had to re-edit some of their live albums had to be re-edited 25 times because it's just. They were just so awful. That's even when Gene and Paul planned it, too. I mean, it's just, you know, these guys think, I know they're the business end of it, but those guys are not, you know, anything special when it comes to that. So if you're going to dismiss everybody, the two brainchilds of the band are still low on the musicianship totem pole, too, I'm sure. So.
Well, I mean, Gene Simmons has admitted that he's not a great bass player. I mean, he's just completely admitted that, you know.
I don't know. I just like them a lot because they're not afraid to try anything, and they've done everything, whether it's failed or succeeded. It's a great party band, and I think they sound good. I'm also not a musician, but this is what I hear as a fan. I think they sound good. I like to dance to them. I like to listen to it, and I love to see them. That's my thing on that. Oh, and they were in video games and stuff too. Their songs. I like that part because I play a lot of video games.
Oh shit.
If I can sort of chime in on a couple of things. Ghosting aside, Gene Simmons is no Geddy Lee or Chris Squire, obviously. He doesn't claim to be.
That wasn't his goal.
I don't know, Keith, and this is coming from the guy who likes the movie The Relic, okay? So you can...
Yeah, and that whole rock and roll fame too. Look how many bands are in rock and roll.
You can take this for what it's worth.
I just put it with the awards.
I think it's fun music that whether or not they're actually doing it, all of it or not on the records, I don't know. But when something like Love Gun comes on,
Rock and Roll
or Strutter
Night.
Or Rock and Roll, I'm kind of burnt out on Rock and Roll All Night, but Shout It Out Loud.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll crank that up. Detroit Rock City. If I'm in the mood and it comes on and it strikes me, I'll crank it up. I think that bass breakdown in Detroit Rock City is bad ass. Dun 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 dun. Maybe they didn't write it. I don't know, and I don't care. When I'm cruising around and it comes on and I want to rock out, I will rock out to it. I'm not prejudiced against the fact that, didn't even play on this. Like, that doesn't factor into the sort of, like, visceral reaction I have when I hear the good grooves and I hear the catchy melodies. And I know the songs are silly and they're all about screwing, and that's fine. You know, whatever. Are they my favorite band? Absolutely not. But would I crank them up if it comes on? If I'm partying, if I'm at a club or something, and the DJ throws on something like Hotter Than Hell or Heaven's on Fire or one of those? They're fun songs, whatever. It's not. It's only rock and roll. That is my sort of personal kind of like view on it. I would never put them in the same category as the Beatles or Led Zeppelin or Deep Purple or Soundgarden or Alice in Chains or any of those, like, Royal Blood or any of those bands that have, you know, way more serious musicianship going on. They are the hard candy of rock and roll.
Yeah.
That's the way I kind of look at them. You know what I mean? They're the juju fruits. And the beanies and the good and plenty. That's how I view Kiss. Let's play another song. Let's rock out to some great rock and roll. Keith, you kind of get your head together, buddy, on what you want to talk about. And we're going to come back. Maybe we'll hit some other topics tonight. Because really, I think we're kind of saying everything that kind of needs to be said about
it. It's both opinionated, or all three opinionated kind of things.
Yeah,
like,
it's
we're
just kind
not
of your opinion.
We're not going to dwell on it, really.
It is kind of what it is. I mean...
It's a love or hate. There's really no in between.
Definitely love. It's the same
they're
kind
of polarizing. I agree.
Back or their band.
But I have some fun events coming up. We can talk about later.
We're gonna talk about some fun stuff here. But we're gonna switch it up. We played Broken Rail, which is a good heavy modern band. Now we're gonna play The Last Vegas. This band is a kind of a cool throwback band. And Keith, I'm sorry, you might want to plug your ears to that sort of Motley Crue. Esque kind of sound, that kind of Kiss type sound. This is The Last Vegas, Hot Fudge on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Maybe down. All right, everybody, that is the last Vegas.
Did you say that?
Don't forget this, man.
Yeah!
What a
That was the last... The Last Vegas, and that's called Hot Fudge.
I've seen them before. I like them.
And I think it's a fun band. You can go to thelastvegas.com. And before that, we had Broken Rail, and that was brokenrailband.com. You can check them out. So we kind of like, here's the thing with Kiss, guys. Some people like Kiss, and some people don't. Hey, Keith.
Yo.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Or sometimes you feel like two.
And sometimes you don't. Sometimes you feel like two nuts.
And that's just sometimes.
That's just how it is. You know,
get a nut. That's the whole thing.
So if you're like a fan of band, although I hate to invoke the Rush word, but you do know that Rush kind of gave, I mean, Kiss kind of gave Rush a break by taking them on tour with them. I'm just saying.
Oh, well. Thank you.
I'm just saying. Just like you're.
Whether you love them or hate them, everybody knows them wherever you go in the entire world. Done.
I mean, they are rock stars. I mean, they're like, you see that make. I mean, everybody knows it, you know? And they inspired a lot of people.
Dude, look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
I'm looking at you.
I'm a rock star.
You are a rock star, Keith.
Okay, that we're done licking it up.
I might.
The B side of that is called.
I might not be done licking it up.
What? What's the B side, Keith?
The B side of that song is called "Throw It Up," which I just hit in my mouth. Put that on.
Did you swallow it?
I did.
Mm.
Nice. I'm a big swallower, not a spitter, so, you know.
Oh, me too.
Whoa! TMI.
I knew that's why I said it, because that's
Because you knew what I was going to retaliate with.
Yeah,
surprise.
Surprise. All right, so let's move on a little bit. I think you guys had a couple of things you guys wanted to talk about. Keith, you got a few other things on your mind that you want to kind of branch out? Maybe from, I mean, because there's a lot of bands like this, right, that have a lot, huge commercial success that a lot of people are kind of like, not so much. You know, I really kind of, I'm kind of done with them, you know.
Every year, some band that goes into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that has been pretty much, they were legendary in their time to somebody, and they go, like, Bon Jovi was getting a lot of bullshit this year. So I mean, there's bands that go every year that, there's bands like Nickelback that people just love to hate. There's bands like all over the place. I've never been a big fan of, and you can argue with this if you want because I like a couple of tunes. Never been a big fan of like bands like Pink Floyd. I think they're overrated. I think Bruce Springsteen is overrated.
Oh,
I mean,
stop
the Doors.
Just stop with the Springsteen.
It's true.
I know you. I got your number on Springsteen. Stop it. Okay, so Keith has me over to his house for dinner, right? And then afterwards, the wife goes to bed. We're sitting around drinking, and he's like, "Man, I'm really not into Springsteen, but let me play you a Springsteen song that I like." And he proceeds to play me 20 Bruce Springsteen songs. If you like 20 songs by the artist, you like the artist. I'm sorry.
I thought it would turn you. So never mind. Obviously, it didn't work.
I love you, brother. I love Keith. Is my brother. He's a brother from another mother. I love my brother. So
because you know, nothing speaks like man hanging out with another man, like having some steak, some bourbon, and listening to Springsteen. That don't put you in the mood. I don't know what will.
Eating meat, drinking, and listening to Springsteen. Yeah, that's totally.
We felt like men. So who do you guys think that might be kind of like some of these bands that are like uber popular, but are probably you feel personally might be a little overrated? Like, well, Lily, Keith's been jaw-jacking for a while. What do you feel? You got a few that maybe you go like, you know, I'm kind of like done with this band. Like, it's like, you know, everybody loves them, but I think they're
Yes. Rush? What?
Rush?
No, I don't hate Rush. I have to say, and I'm really sorry, Andrea, I love you, you're my best friend. I don't like Bon Jovi. I think they're overrated. And I know a lot of people do. I just can't stand Bon Jovi anymore. I can't think of any more right now. That's the first one that always comes to mind. But let me think about it for a second.
I went through a a thing with I apologize to anybody I might offend on this. I went through a thing with Phil Collins and Tom Petty for a long time. I was like, can we be done with Tom Petty and Phil frickin' Collins? Like, every other song on the radio was either Phil Collins or Tom Petty. Like, in, like, 80, like 86 to, like, 88. I was like, you got, like, stop. You're just stop. I'm done with you. Now, Tom Petty, like, the scene changed and grunge happened. A lot of stuff happened. And he kind of grew back on me. And I think Tom Petty's a brilliant songwriter and musician, yeah, and really respect him. But I did go through a period where I was like, I hear another Tom Petty song, there are other bands out there. Please play some other freaking bands. And it was just too much. And the other guy that I'll say, and I know I'm going to get crap for this, is Eric Clapton. His guitar playing has never impressed me. Not once. Ever. Never once. What I like Eric Clapton for, I like his voice. He's got a very cool voice. What I wanted Eric Clapton to do is the same way as these other guys. I wanted him to go be in somebody's band. Just go be a guitar player in somebody's band and just chill and add some cool guitar work. But I'm so over Eric Clapton. I think out of that 60s era guitar players, Jeff Beck destroys him. Destroys him. Jimmy Page destroys him. Musicians. So Eric Clapton is one of those guys I think is completely overrated. Go ahead. Keith's got his hand up. Can I talk? Larry? Hey, Larry, can I talk?
First of all, Larry, thank you for having me on the show. But Eric Clapton is freaking great. You're wrong. Eric Clapton's great when he's with Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker. That's when he's great. Seriously, Cream is awesome.
If you take that
ingredient away,
saying. Like, he needs to be in a band and not like Eric Clapton. Like, it's like, oh my God, like, he's just like jerking off. Like, let me give you a good example. The live track, you know, I think we did a podcast once on songs that are more famous for the live version than the studio version. And one of them is the live version of Cocaine, the J.J. Cale song that Clapton did. And the live version, the good guitar solo is played by Albert Lee. That solo is brilliant. Clapton's just like, rah, 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 like drunk on, like, he's probably on cocaine or heroin or whatever.
Well, yeah.
You know, and it's just like, it's just tired and over. And, you know, he does that. And I think Eric Clapton's a good guy. Like, he does that festival where he brings out a lot of young guys. He brings out a lot of young guys and features them. I think that's all cool. But as a guitar player, I don't like his tone. I don't like his playing. I like Clapton when he does pop stuff. I liked Tears in Heaven. It's in the way that you use it. There's more lighter kind of pop tunes. I thought he was very cool with stuff. He was kind of like when John Mayer does kind of pop tunes. Clapton was kind of doing a little bit of that in the 80s, you know, those type of songs. I thought those were cool songs. And I thought that was a good comfort zone for him. But his guitar, the idea that Clapton is God. No. Not. You're wrong.
I said good day.
That would actually be good, man. But Eric Clapton is a good guy. But now put yourself, you're George Harrison. Is he a good guy?
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were friends. You know, George was a very special person. I mean, he had developed himself spiritually to the point where he remained a buddy and a friend of Eric Clapton's, even through all that. Like, George had no animosity towards Eric over that. They went through a rough patch, but ultimately he came out on the other side of it as being cool with Eric over it. Like, and George, I mean, I think George Harrison, in many ways, people forget what a great guitar player he really was.
I do really like George.
Very, very underrated guitar player.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, listen to the solo to Hard Day's Night. It's just short and like clean and quick, but it's like part of the song. If you're in a band and you cover Hard Day's Night, you got to play that solo. You know, it's just like, but like Clapton, yeah. No. I'm done with Clapton. I'm like, I mean,
Clapton with Cream was his.
Yeah, that no. In my opinion, I agree. I don't even like his work with the Blues Breakers. I think the Cream stuff is is vicious and raw and loud and noisy and in your face. It's real rock and roll. And I just never dug much else they did.
Cream was a very short-lived band, unfortunately, and they were total power trio. And even when they got back together, it seemed like Clapton went to another level. He just played differently and better. It raised his game to play with people that were that, you know. Jack Bruce was an amazing bass player. Ginger Baker, I'm like, he's good, but it's like, it's kind of crazy.
My opinion, okay, we're going to disagree. I think Jack Bruce is overrated. I think he overplays. I think sometimes it's like, okay, you want to talk about overrated?
Jack,
I'm going to give you an overrated band. I just watched the concert the other night, and I'm like, oh my God, like, nobody's listening to each other. Allman Brothers. I'm talking about late Allman Brothers. I'm talking like the later stuff. And these guys, everybody's solo. Like, what the F are you doing? Like,
all over the place.
I watched a Little Feat concert, and when somebody would solo, those guys would just compliment whatever the soloist was doing, lay back a little bit. If the guy brought it up, they brought it up with him. In Allman Brothers, it was like, I could play louder than you. I could play faster than you. I'm like, what are you doing? I think if Dwayne Allman was alive, I think he'd be smacking the shit out of the rest of those guys.
Did it hurt your brain?
Probably.
That's bullshit. No, you don't do that, man. That's like, I saw Zappa play Zappa, and that's a very busy band, okay? But those guys respected, like, when somebody was doing something, they pulled back, come on.
You mean they acted like a band?
Yeah. But it's called listening. So I think
there's something about listening that really helps a musician really get to get to that next level.
No. Really? Is that a thing?
I'm more than happy just to lay a 2-4 down while you just completely jerk off on the guitar if you want. As long as you're paying me.
Good. And there it is.
I read a really good interview once with one of Prince's guitar players, and he was like, the key to funk is just staying on your spot. It's not, you have to kind of be like, you have to get off on the groove. You can't be like trying to wait your turn till you can't wait to show off. It's like, just really making it rock. That's what gets people off. Lily, you got any more? Because you mentioned Bon Jovi. Now that we've mentioned, if you got a few more, you want to?
Not really. That's my top one. You mentioned I had a Tom Petty thing there for a minute. Pink Floyd was mentioned already, which I think is so overplayed on the radio. It hurts my brain. But yeah, that's. I don't really have many more.
I mean, I know a lot of people feel like Led Zeppelin's overrated.
I don't.
A lot of people do. A lot of people feel like, oh, Jesus,
crack too, but it is true.
What's true? What?
I mean, a lot of people do smoke crack too. You know what I mean?
They do. They do that.
Crack and heroin are a really big thing, and I don't like, push that on nobody. But at the same time, Led Zeppelin would never be overrated because Led Zeppelin arguably is the best freaking rock and roll band of all time. It's the truth.
And we're both quiet.
I think they're great. I mean, you're not going to get an argument with me on Led Zeppelin.
No, I like Zeppelin.
But
myself.
my previous show host, the first one, Kevin, he was like, I think it's like, come on. Yeah, I'm really not. He just, it didn't resonate with him. It just didn't. He was more, now, he did love Rush. He was like, seen Rush a bunch of times, and he loved those guys, but he just was not. He was like, it just doesn't reach me. And I get that. I give you a guy, here's a guy who I think, and I'm going to get, okay, guitar players, I'll plug your ears, please.
Everybody cry. 1, 2, 3, go.
Steve Vai.
Last one, me come.
Steve Vai. I know. He's probably technically the greatest guitar player in the world, but he doesn't.
High as shit.
He doesn't reach me. I'm just like, I get it. He can play circles around everybody else. I get it. But it doesn't move me. It doesn't reach me. It doesn't make me feel anything. I sit and look at him and go like, wow, that's really good. I can't play that. That's really amazing.
But it doesn't do anything.
It doesn't
for
make
you.
Me like.
Really?
Doesn't touch me. Jeff Beck.
It touches me.
Blows my mind.
Jeff Beck is the best living guitar player of all. Like anybody that's still out there. After 20 friggin' million years after Jeff Beck has passed away, hopefully that doesn't happen anytime soon. Jeff Beck will still be the best guitar player. He right now, he's the best living guitar player of all
you
time.
Just cursed Jeff Beck.
Player ever. Saying.
I mean, he just, that is, but Steve, I mean, I want, and now this is, I know this is not popular, so I'll just say it. I would rather listen, I prefer Eric Johnson and Joe Satriani's music to Steve. I'm sorry, I just do.
I mean, I like them all
for
different
reasons. Personally, what I like. Steve is great. My favorite record by Steve Vai, I love it when he plays with other people. I loved his work with David Lee Roth. I liked his work with Whitesnake. And I love the record he did with Devin Townsend, where they, you know, with T.M. Stevens and Terry Bozzio. I thought that was, like, very freaking cool because it had vocals and it had songs. And he could do his thing. Yeah, but, like, but this just... whammy bar, fast, two-hand tapping, lay down and make love to the guitar. Like,
wait, what?
I know. I understand why guitar players love it, but it's like, for me, it just.
I'm sure you're not the only one who thinks that. Though.
I'd rather hear Jack White play a solo.
Where's the song, man? Where's the song?
Alice Cooper said that many times. Yeah, I know you hate Alice.
That's my opinion. It's where's the song? I understand that. He's one of the best guitar players out there, but technically, but it's like the same time I do agree that when he's actually in a structured vocal setting, then you have to be more restrained, if we will, and they can still get away with it playing, doing their thing, but it's not like they can do over the top shit.
Yes, I totally agree with you. There's something
you're
about,
welcome.
There's something about having that confinement of it's a song. And you've got, you know, did you ever see the movie Bring on the Night? It's about Sting putting the band together to do his first solo album. Did you ever see it?
Yeah, you let me borrow it.
Okay.
I still have it.
There's a section and there's a scene in there where Sting says, you know, we're not doing jazz. He says, in rock music, you've got to, you can't take four choruses to warm up.
Lars, no, but go on, sorry.
You have to burn. You got to blow it out in that first, and you got four bars, maybe 8, 16 at the most to like say your thing. And I think when Steve is put in that position where he's got to like rock it out on something like Yankee Rose or something, he kills it. It's like, it's amazing, you know, but when he's allowed to kind of just masturbate for us, it's like too much. So I know if I ever meet Steve Vai, he's going to like hate me, but it's just that's where I am. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just too stupid and too narrow-minded to get it. So I'll gladly take that criticism, but it just doesn't personally. I got to tell the truth, and it does not reach me.
Yes, you in the back. What do you need?
I have an interesting comment from Lars. If anyone wants to hear it,
that T-shirt by an MF-er. Go ahead.
Here's an extremely overrated band, AC/DC.
Who?
AC/DC. I can kind of get it. I mean, here's the thing about AC/DC, guys. Listen.
But I'm trying to like him a lot, man, but I'll tell you what. He's just making me...
No, wait a minute. Calm down, Keith. Just listen. Can you hear... Can you listen to this side of it? Because I kind of feel a little bit... I like them, but if you're honest, they really have done the same album since Highway to Hell. Over and over.
So it's the fucking Rolling Stones. When's the last time Rolling Stones fell? No.
The Stones did a great blues album. The Stones always
love that.
The Stones always change and do different stuff. AC/DC does basically the same album over and over and over and over. I like it, but it's like, you know, they do, that's what they do.
AC/DC is like 80 and beyond Aerosmith. It's the same, you know, and Rolling Stones are like that.
I disagree. You know,
it's the same shit.
I disagree. The Stones aren't doing the same. If you really listen to each Stones album, they're all different. They take on. They've done disco. They've done R&B. They've done folk. You know, AC/DC is like, this is this formula. Don't deviate from it. Let's hire Mutt Lang, but don't deviate from the formula. You know, like
at the end of the day, they're still going like, you know, quadruple platinum. So what are they?
Well,
care,
I mean,
know?
We could say the same thing about Kiss. I mean, to bring it back home, like. If you want to judge it, that way, then you've got. If you
I can say the same about Milli Vanilli too. Then,
if you like AC/DC, you have to kind of give Kiss some props too. The same kind of thing,
no,
poppy rock.
I don't.
No, you don't. Okay, all right.
No.
Why does he keep bringing up Milli Vanilli like they're an actual thing?
You love Milli Vanilli. I think, Keith, did you like buy Milli Vanilli's record when it came out?
They pulled the biggest fast one in the history of rock and roll or pop.
I was going to say, don't even insult it by calling that rock and roll. Get out of here.
Blame they pulled a bigger on the rain.
Oh my God, no.
I know it.
Sing it.
They used to call me Lou Karaoke.
They pulled a bigger fast one at the group than Carmine Appice has on the rock and roll drumming world.
Whoa. I'm calling. I know Carmine personally. I'm calling him up.
Go ahead and call him. Speaking of overrated, fuck.
I hate to agree with Keith on the AC/DC, though, not going back to that, but I do agree with Keith on that.
See?
I don't get it. You agree with him on what point?
That AC/DC is not overrated.
I'm not saying that I think that they're overrated. I'm just saying that, like, they have done the same album.
No, they haven't.
Really, they have.
No, really, they
haven't.
It's
really the same thing over and over and over.
I don't think
I so. Like it. Don't get me wrong. I like
it. Hey, look. I like it.
But I like a lot of stuff that sucks. I like The Relic. Oh, so there you are.
And there it is.
And boom goes
And
the
boom
dynamite.
Goes the dynamite.
Let's play another song.
Okay.
This is fun. See, Keith was all worried. He's texting me today. Like, you know what I mean? He thought it was going to be... Look at him. He's professional. He's got his glasses on.
I like his T-shirt.
And his pork pie hat. You're becoming totally Nolans.
There he goes. He's leaving us forever.
I'm chill. And I've got freaking cool like a cucumber, man.
Why don't we come down for Halloween?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just invited myself to his house.
He's okay with it.
All right. We'll pitch tents in the yard and everything. It'll be great. This is a band called Raven Black. They put on a great show at the Smiling Moose. I was totally blown away. I'll tell you guys about it after the song. Raven Black Dollhouse on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circuit. We'll be right back. That is Raven Black. And you can go to ravenblackband.com and check those guys out. Like I said, we were telling you guys, they did a great show here in Pittsburgh a few nights ago at the Smiling Moose. And I was just really impressed. They, you won't like this, Keith. But they came on in like sort of like Kiss kind of makeup.
What do you know what I like, man? You don't know me.
Well.
Check us out. We're going to do shots in the.
I have one of them.
Shot glasses we got from New Orleans. While we were visiting.
A great city. A great city full of energy and life and just booze is blowing.
And alcohol.
It's now
alcohol.
One of my favorite cities now that I've been there.
There you go. When you guys come back, we'll get all shit-faced again.
I quite enjoyed that, being drunk for like 4 days.
You know who loves doing shots is my lovely wife, Samantha. We'll have her come in and do a shot.
Yay, Samantha!
Samantha!
Everybody come and do a shot.
I went upstairs to grab Sharon to come down and do a shot.
Everybody drink the spirit. Well,
I sent her a fun little thing about Bloody Mary popsicles the other day.
Bloody Mary?
I could see her making those because those look actually, that would probably be disgusting, but it's whatever makes, you know.
I don't know. I think I'd like it. It might counterbalance the heat.
Happy wife, happy life. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's a good thing.
Is she coming to join us, or what are we doing?
Nah, go ahead. She don't drink.
She don't.
Oh. Wait a minute. Hold on.
She don't drink.
I've seen her
do it.
She don't drink like that.
All right, here we go.
Cheers.
Here's to rock and roll.
Because God gave rock and roll to us.
How did I end up with this giant shot? Who drinks this crap?
You do. You got this in New Orleans? Yeah, you did. That's a really nice one.
You got that at the Museum of Death.
No, he wouldn't buy anything there.
That freaked me the
He refused.
That was too dark, man. Like, I was like, let me tell you guys a funny story.
You guys can't handle that.
Becker one day does.
You can't handle the Museum of Death. We walked in. I was like all about it. I'm like, oh, I got a T-shirt. This is so cool. And then I walked through it, and like, guys, listen to me. There's the photos of Nicole Brown Simpson's
You're
head
still on that.
Practically cut off. I mean, that's just one of the things. I mean, it's very dark. And when I walked out of there, I'm like, I felt kind of like I needed a rape shower. You know,
I bought some things there.
Well, I needed a rape shower. Lily was like, here's my money.
Take my money, please. Here. No, I saw the photos of Sharon, a pregnant Sharon Tate, though, all cut up. That was kind of gross, but other than that.
The animals and stuff, I mean.
Well, the animal thing bothered me, too.
I don't know, like, man, I don't really do well with man's inhumanity to man kind of stuff. Like, my old age, it just, I want people to love each other, you know, and help each other out. That just breaks my heart, you know.
The guy who was in charge of it said that was a quarter of his collection. A quarter.
Yeah, I heard.
He's a sick MF-er.
I want to know how he got all that stuff.
You got to wonder where he gets all that shit from, mm-hmm. though. Jesus.
I wanted to sit there and interview him. Where did this come from?
Well, you know, I'll call him up, and maybe I can get him on the circus and do, like, we can do an interview. Like, I think it would be fun to do an interview with him.
That was a cool place. I want to see the one in Vegas now.
Don't get me wrong. It was wildly interesting, but, like, I didn't want to come home with, like, the Museum of Death. I was like, just.
I have all the
I know you do, and that's cool. That's what makes the world go around. Everybody's a little different. You know what I mean?
I'm a little screwed up in
Lily's
the head.
Really different. But in any case, that's why we love her.
I like that you say that.
So, all right, guys. This is the point where we're wrapping things up. We're kind of winding it down. Keith is sticking his wiener in the camera.
Okay.
What's happening? So. Oh, that's your pen.
Oh, that's a pen.
Oh, shit. Never mind.
Because from this angle, it's huge. So,
that's a whole other thing.
So, we're gonna go around the room, and you can like say and finish up with whatever you want to finish up with. If you want to plug something, if you want to talk about a show you've seen, a movie you've seen, go. Lily V6, Rocket Biatch.
All right. First of all, everybody should be tuning into my show, Hot Licks with Lily 6, Thursday nights on Rock Rage Radio. You can either download the app, Rock Rage Radio, or go to the website, rockrageradio.com.
If you don't, we will show up and kill you.
Or whatever. We'll see what happens. 6 p.m. Thursdays. I'm sorry?
Can you switch nights? I'm in church then.
I can't. It's not up to me.
Damn it.
That's our hot.
Number one.
That's our double shot of hot Thursday.
I wish I could be on there like at least watching, but it's not happening.
The other thing is I'm going to be emceeing the Rock for Vets show that's going to be at the stage at Club Karma in Southside. It's original band, Pittsburgh original bands performing to benefit Veterans Leadership Program of Western Pennsylvania. It's going to be raffles, 50-50 merchandise, Brett Staggs, Elk Hound, Orange Mammoth, God's Green Apples, Royal Honey, 13 Saints, The Shiners, and Stone Cold Killer. The band's going to be there. $10 minimum of donation at the door, 21 and up. It's going to be a great cause, so please come out and see that.
When and where is that again?
That is July 7th. At 4 p.m., Club Where? Karma in the South Side.
I got to tell you guys, 13 Saints, these the two bands you mentioned, 13 Saints and Brett Staggs are both abs. Brett is a great singer-songwriter, puts on a great show. He was in one of my favorite bands from Pittsburgh ever, Longtime Darlings. Just dynamite singer. I've had him on the podcast. Even that alone, you should go check it out. Keith. The Hawk Hawkins, look, go ahead, hit me up. What did you see? Any cool movies? Anything you want to promote? What's going on?
No, but I want to let you guys know that not next Monday, but the following Monday, what is it, the 18th, I believe? The 18th. I'm podcasting as part of the show, obviously, but I'm going to be at Myrtle's Plantation.
Whoa, we're not racist here, so no plantations, please.
It's a place, man. I'm just staying there. There's no slaves. Oh, no real slaves. There's a ghost of a slave. I'm going to try to get to the bottom of this is supposed to be the most haunted plantation or any kind of place in America. So what we're going to do is I'm going to just go live from there and we'll see what happens, man. What?
I want to go there.
the most haunted what? Plantation. You're not inviting the Ludini rock and roll. What's the matter with you?
And this
Tom
beast?
Proctor, Tim Johnson. Guys, can we shout out to the people that chimed in?
Yep, because we love
you guys, man. Like, this is what makes it. Lars, I know Lars. Dude, the chicken. Keith, listen, man. You're the chicken hawk. When chickens come along, you F them up. You don't take no crap. You bend them right over and.
And he does what?
You take care of some stuff. That's why I like.
I ain't worrying about that,
that's why
dude,
I like
man.
Keith, man, because, like, he don't mess around. The hawkster will, like, F you up, guys. So watch out. Don't mess around with the Hawkster.
You're fucking with a heavyweight.
Don't mess with the Hawkster.
Go home and get your shine.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Tom Proctor, check out my friend Mateo Brigo. Is that right? I don't know if that's how you say that. But Tim Johnson's watching. It's not letting me look at too many things here. Scott Custer's watching. Robert Orozco. Of course, Lars. Our buddy Lars.
Lars, we love you.
I think Billy Altman went to bed. He hasn't been on in a minute.
Billy,
go to bed.
Billy, don't
It's not
be
letting
a
me look at too much right
hero.
Now, so maybe.
Don't be a fool with your lie.
And there it is.
Billy, don't be a hero. Come back and make me your wife.
You have such a nice voice.
Oh, these things happen.
10 shares. Come on, guys. Right,
come on, we're sharing that B.I.
Everybody
tonight.
Should be sharing.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to Solo. I went to see Solo. It is super fun. Keith, there's no Muppets, I promise.
I kind of want to see that.
It's super fun. All the little things about Han Solo, they finally rectify the whole situation with the Kessel Run made in 12 parsecs. People are like, parsecs are a measure of distance and not time. It doesn't make any sense. When you see Solo, they got it all figured out.
They answer all the questions.
Yes, they answer all the questions. It's super fun. It's just really a fun shoot 'em up Star Wars movie. Go see it. You get to find out how he makes Lando Calrissian.
Oh.
All kind of cool stuff happens. You find out how he ends up with the Millennium Falcon. Everything about it is cool. It's super fun. Don't believe some people were a little concerned about there's no political stuff in it. It's super fun. Have a good time. Go enjoy it. I loved it. Check out all the bands. and I mean all these bands. I'm going to run them down real quick. Raven Black, you go to ravenblackband.com. Broken Rail, brokenrailband.com. The Last Vegas. The Last Vegas is a super fun, man. Like, they play old school rock and roll, man. Like, they, like what? Like Kiss or Motley Crue.
Well, they opened for Motley Crue once.
Okay, so thelastvegas.com. And we're going to close the show tonight with Aboleth. We played Aboleth last week. These guys put on such a... I think that Brigitte, the singer, I think that this band is destined for rock stardom. They have everything. They got it all going. They got great stage presence. It was like boom, boom, boom. Killer show. No filler. All killer. Hey,
wow.
Hey Keith,
I like
check
that.
This out. They even... They did one cover. They did... Painkiller by Judas Priest.
That's cool.
They destroyed it. It was jaw on floor, OMG, all that happy stuff. So, all right, so we're going to round up the show with Aboleth here in a second. I love these guys. Keith the Hawk Hawkins, my brother from another mother. Lily V6.
Yeah, man.
Lily V6, my sister from another mister.
And a new neighbor.
And my new neighbor. Licks on the kid.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come and ask him for ice cream.
Got some ice cream.
They went from that to not in the grocery store. I gotta take him to the grocery store now.
That's so funny.
Next week the kid has to come into my freaking house.
This day just keeps getting better.
This day does keep getting better, especially when you listen to Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. All right, guys, go to LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Two things I'm going to remind you one more time. Share. I do tons of interviews and you're listening to a band, you go like, this guy's really cool. Just share it because this is how it's done in 2018. This is how people find out about great bands. You share it, your friends check it out, they get into it. Before you know, the guy is like a freaking rock star. So, number one. Number two, there's a little thing for the store on the upper right-hand corner. Click that. Buy some stuff. Buy shirts and mugs and hoodies and everything.
Stuff.
For the whole family. For the whole freaking family. There's no swear words. You can buy all the stuff. And you can, you know, Christmas is coming.
Shut up.
For real.
In about 6 months. You want to get caught up now. So get your Christmas shopping done now at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Share that stuff around. Buy some merchandise. See, when you buy a little merchandise, it makes us go like, we should probably keep doing this.
Yes.
Because people are digging it, all right?
Yes.
So if you love great rock and roll, you love the indie artists that we're promoting, please share and please buy a little merchandise. We love it. It's been a great night. It was super fun.
It was super fun tonight.
We've gone for like...
Speaking of indie artists in New Orleans, my new band, original band, Black Laurel, is the indie artist from New Orleans. Let's support them too. Thank you.
Here's what I want
Let's
you to do.
That.
Let
Power Trio.
Do they have a record?
They do.
Okay.
I will figure it
Hook
out.
Me. I will promote them. Get with me. We'll do an interview. And we'll promote them. I do that for indie bands. I love indie bands. It's all about.
Can't interview me. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'll have you.
I'll
you go
about
with the singer.
That indie. About that indie. Okay.
The indie band from New Orleans has been around for a couple years, and hopefully they'll be doing better because I'm in the driver's seat or drum seat at this point.
Drive a seat. Yeah.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens.
Alright, awesome. I love you guys. I love Keith. I love Lily. This is the greatest. This is, in many ways, guys, this is the greatest power trio ever. Ludini, Lily V6,
next to Rep,
and Keith the Hawk, Chicken Hawk Hawkins. We'll catch you guys on the next. We'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. We're rocking out this show with Woven Loaf by Aboleth on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Catch you guys next week. Rock and roll.